Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Monday. Well, you know, the Thunder lost game one, but they responded in game two Sunday night. And they won it. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with 34. Alex Caruso had 20 off of the bench. And Oak City whacked the Pacers 123-107 at the Paycom to even the finals at one game apiece. J-Dub had 19. That's Jalen Williams. Aaron Wiggins had 18. Abe Lincoln, a.k.a. Chet Holmgren, finished with 15 for the Thunder. It was the franchise's first finals game win since the opener of the 2012 series against Miami. Shea Gilgeous said, "We did some things good tonight. We did some things bad. We got to be able to get better and be ready for game three." Halliburton had 17 for the Pacers, which erased a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit in Game 1, but never made that kind of push on Sunday. Miles Turner had 16. Siakam had 15. The first team since Miami in 2013 to not have a 20-point score in the first two games of the finals. Game 3 is Wednesday night in Indianapolis at the Fieldhouse in what will be the first finals game in that city in 25 years. Rick Carlisle said a bad first half obviously was a big problem, and we just played poorly, a little better in the second half, but you can't be a team that's reactive and expect to be successful or have consistency. Shea Gilgeous' first basket of the night was a history maker. It gave him 3,000 points on the season, including the regular season and playoffs. And later in game two, he passed Jalen Brunson, who had 514 as the leading overall scorer in these playoffs. So there you have it. A 19-2 run in the second quarter turned what was a 6-point game into a 23-point Thunder lead. And they had it all going. They had a 10-0 run by the Pacers, made it 52-39. Indiana was within 13 again after Nebhard's layup with 7:09 left in the third. But the Thunder lead was never in serious jeopardy. Siakam said they did a good job being disruptive. They got out in transition. They were super aggressive, which is what they do. Place was going crazy. There was, you know, decibels over 100. They had it all going. The Thunder did what they've done pretty much all season. They came off a loss this time, the 111-110 loss in game one, and blew somebody out as their response, including the NBA Cup title game, which doesn't count in any standings. The Thunder are now 18-2 this season when coming off a loss. Of those 18 wins, 12 have been by double digits. Mark Dagnoe said, "That's a long 48 hours when you lose game one like that. Coming into game two, the guys did a great job of just focusing on what we needed to do to stack and win tonight. That's how we got it." So there you go. Now we got to wait till Wednesday for game three in Indy. For that game three in Indy on Wednesday night, 8:30 on ABC at the Fieldhouse, Oak City's already laying 5.5, 228.5 is the total for game three. We got game three of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, 8 o'clock on TNT, this time in Sunrise at the Bank. Oilers and Panthers all knotted up at once after Marchand's double overtime breakaway goal. Florida favored tonight, minus 140. This is a hell of a series. All right, let's look at baseball from Sunday. Rays over the Marlins, 3-2 at Steinbrenner. The Padres won in Milwaukee, 1-0 over the Brewers. How about Paul Skeens? He really is unbelievable. 2-1, the Pirates beat the Phillies and swept the Phillies. Paul Skeens pitched again into the eighth inning for the Bucs. McCutchen came through with a go-ahead single, helping the Pirates finish off the Phillies. Skeens lowered his ERA to 1.88. While his record remained at 4-6, the 23-year-old ace gave up one unearned run on two hits with seven strikeouts and one walk in 7 2/3 innings before getting pulled for Ashcraft, who got the final four outs for his first win in the majors. Skeens is 1-4 in his past eight starts, even with allowing five runs in 42 1/3 innings over his last six. He gave up one run in eight innings against Houston in his previous outing. He's unbelievable. He's allowed no more than six hits in each of his 37 appearances in the majors. Paul Skeens, always fun to watch him on Skeens Day every 5 days. The Rangers beat the Nationals 4-2, Reds 4-2 over the Diamondbacks. They drew record crowds all weekend long in Detroit at Comerica as the Cubs and Tigers hooked up Sunday. 4-0 Detroit. Flaherty got it done for the Tigers. Guardians 4-2 over the Astros. The Royals beat the White Sox 7-5. How about Jack Caglione? The kid went 4-for-4 in his sixth major league game. The Twins beat the Blue Jays at Target 6-3. Dodgers, Kershaw, his first win, 7-3 over the Cards at Busch Beer. The Mets pounded the Rockies 13-5 for a sweep at Coors. Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil each hit two of New York's six home runs as the Mets routed them in the Mile High City. Brett Beatty and Alvarez also went deep for the Mets, who completed a 5-2 trip and finished 6-0 against Colorado this season. They moved a season-best 18 games over 500 at 42-24 and opened up a 4.5-game lead in the NL East over skidding Philadelphia. By the way, Juan Soto went 3-for-3 with three walks and three runs on a perfect day at the plate, reaching base six times in a game for the first time in his career. The Giants swept the Braves this weekend in the city of Anaheim 4-3 on Sunday. Raup over Strider. A's 5-1 over the Orioles in Sacktown. Seattle beat the Angels 3-2. Kirby's Dreamland with 14 strikeouts. Heavens to Betsy. And the Red Sox beat up the Yankees again. They did it Saturday night. They did it Sunday, 11-7. Carlos Narvaez put Boston ahead with a three-run shot against his former team in the sixth inning. And they overcame two home runs by Aaron Judge in the win. Rolf Devers also went deep as Boston equaled a season high with five home runs to take 2-of-3 in the Bronx in the first series this season between the rivals. Unbelievable. Judge hit a pair of two-run homers in the fourth multi-homer game this season for him and 43rd of his career. Connected in the first off of Dobbins and again in the ninth, ending the night with a .396 batting average. He really is unbelievable. He puts on a show. But they lost back-to-back to the Red Sox and lost the series. Drag. All right, let's look at the schedule for Monday. All under the lights, 6:40, Reds and Guardians at Progressive in Cleveland. Wade Miley against Ortiz, 6:40, Marlins and Pirates at PNC in the Steel City. Perez against Burroughs, 6:45, Cubs and Phillies at the Bank in Philadelphia. Oil Can Boyd against Zach Wheeler, 7:10 in Boston, Rays and Red Sox. Boz against Bayo, Scott Bayo, 7:40. Braves and Brewers in Milwaukee, Sale against Savali. 7:45, Jays and Cards at Busch Beer. Barrios against Pallant there in St. Louis. 9:38, Angels and A's in Anaheim. Springswater against Kikuchi. 9:40, Dodgers and Padres, the best game of the night at Petco in San Diego. Dustin May against Pavetta. At 9:40, Seattle's at Arizona against the Snakes. Hancock against Merrill Lynch Kelly there. I got to tell you, I watched that phenomenal French Open men's final on Sunday. It was truly spectacular as Carlos Alcaraz, he never gave up, down two sets, saved three match points, and he beats the world's number one, Yannick the Juicer Sinner. 4-6, 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, and 7-6, 10-2 in the final fifth set tiebreak to win his second straight French Open title. It was thrilling. The 22-year-old trailed 5-3, 0-40 on serve in the fourth set, but recovered to win his fifth Grand Slam title after 5 hours and 29 minutes, the longest French Open final in the Open era and the second longest men's Grand Slam final ever. Alcaraz said the match is not finished until he wins the last point. A lot of times people came back from match point down in the final of a Grand Slam or even other matches. I just wanted to be one of those players who saved match point in the Grand Slam final and ended up winning. I just believed all the time. I never doubted myself, even in those match points down. I thought just one point at a time, just one point, and then after one point, try to save that game and keep believing. That's what I thought. Now, Alcaraz is the eighth guy in the Open era to successfully defend the Roland Garros title and is the first man to save match points and win a slam final since Djokovic beat Federer at Wimbledon in 2019. It's the first time in 9 attempts that Alcaraz has come back from 2 sets down to win a match. He's now 5-0 in slam finals and extended his head-to-head advantage over Sinner the Juicer to 8-4. He said, when the situations are against you, you have to fight. Keep fighting. It's a Grand Slam final. It's no time to be tired. It's no time to give up. It's time to keep fighting. Try to find your moment, your good place again, and just go for it. I think the real champions are made in those situations when you deal with that pressure in the best way possible. That's what the real champions have done in their whole careers. I'm just trying to feel comfortable in the situations with the pressure, and I'm not being afraid of the pressure. I mean, this kid's nuts. He's so good. You know, Alcaraz is the same age, 22 years, 1 month, 3 days, as Rafa was, Nadal, when he won his fifth Grand Slam title. Nadal was among the first people to congratulate Alcaraz after the match. Then Billie Jean King and even the Real Madrid football team honored him after he won. So the guy's crazy. He said, honestly, the coincidence of winning my fifth Grand Slam in the same age as Rafa, I'm going to say that's destiny, I guess. It's a stat that I'm going to keep for me forever. Winning the fifth Grand Slam at the same time as Rafa, my idol, my inspiration. It's a huge honor, honestly. Hopefully it's not going to stop like this. It just was the greatest match. I watched it. I lost my mind. It was so unbelievable. And how about this deal in college sports? Schools are now free to begin paying their athletes directly. It's the dawn of a new era in college sports. A settlement, a multi-billion dollar settlement, that was approved on Friday. The judge approved the deal between the NCAA, its most powerful conferences, and lawyers representing all Division I athletes. The House versus NCAA settlement ends 3 separate federal antitrust lawsuits, all of which claim the NCAA was illegally limiting the earning power of college athletes. The NCAA will pay nearly $2.8 billion in back damages over the next 10 years to athletes who competed in college at any time from 2016 through present day. Moving forward, each school can pay its athletes up to a certain limit. The annual cap is expected to start at roughly $20.5 million per school this year and increase every year during the decade-long deal. These new payments are in addition to scholarships and other benefits the athletes already get. They're going to start paying them now. I mean, they got like a salary cap now for college sports, and all the guys that played back in the day from 2016 until now are going to get checks. That's insane. All right, so you're good to go on a Monday. I'm live at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at Sports Grid-Live. We're on all smart TVs. Just search Sports Grid on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs, and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get my app, Pharrell and the Prophet. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. And it's worth it. Sign up today. Watch Prophet Plays for all the picks every day, 7 days a week. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and The Prophet. Watch Jim Florentine's comedy specials. It's all on the app. Pharrell and The Prophet. Get it today. You won't regret it. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. And we got more hockey tonight. Everybody loves hockey. Check it out.